Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 28th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Sorrow gives way to fear and great joy when two women are sent by an angel to proclaim the good news, Jesus is risen. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples. He has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Be seated. Christ is risen, he is risen again, he is risen indeed. Now let me do that again. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let's try that one again. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Indeed. Indeed. All because of love. All because of love. Just because of love. Just because of what happened on Easter morning, people do strange things. Strange and extravagant and marvelous things. Back in 1967, my grandpa bought me a red station wagon, a red Rambler station wagon, a used one, but it was a graduation gift from college. It blew me away. Strange things. Friends like Al and Linda Larson, friends of ours, have been going to York Landing, north of Thompson in Manitoba, as far as you can go north. York Landing is a Cree Indian reserve. And there they have taught Vacation Bible School for over 30 years, for a whole week. People do strange things, extravagant, amazing, wonderful things. I'm not sure when this happened, but it was either just before our first grandson was born or maybe right after. My wife, we were in the state fair. Oh, we're going to buy this. She bought a swing set, a whole jungle gym thing for the backyard for our grandkids coming along. Just because of love. An amazing thing. Since Jesus' resurrection to April 16th, 2017, strange things have been happening in this world just because Jesus loved the Father, and the Father, God the Father, loved Jesus, the Son of God, and he raised him from the tomb. And so because of this, we can say, and I love the words of the Gaither hymn, "Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future and life is worth the living, just because he lives." So here we are, filled with the Holy Spirit, with love and gratitude to God. We are obliged to love God, to love God's people, to love God's entire creation, the whole of creation, all creatures, great and small, everything that God has given to us. When the Apostle Paul wrote to the church in Corinth, something struck him that he needed to give a reason why he was doing this. He went out of his way into a strange land that was often hostile because of Roman oppression to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, knowing that he could be imprisoned, and he was, knowing that he could lose his life, and eventually he did. But in his letter to the Corinthians, he needed to give a reason why he was doing this. And there's one verse that really says it all for Paul. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14. He says, "For the love of Christ compels me." I'm curious about the Greek word compel. So I looked it up, and here's your Greek lesson for this morning. In Greek, the expression is egar agape tu Christou. Sunexai, that's the word, sunexai, from the root sunekeo. It means simply and literally to urge or to impel, to impel. So I looked up four different translations that I had in the office of what that verse really should mean. One of them said, because we are ruled by the love of Christ. That was today's English version. The Authorized Version says, Christ's love compels us. The Jerusalem Bible said, the love of Christ overwhelms us. And the New English Bible said, the love of Christ leaves me no choice. And I love that interpretation. Why do we do the things we do in Christ? Because the love of God in Christ leaves us no choice. That's it. That's Easter. Because Jesus suffered, died, and was raised for me. Because of God's love, this amazing love leaves me no choice but to love others. I must respond and do those strange, extravagant, surprising, loving things for others because of Christ. Well, it's just because I lost my place. Another way to say what I'm trying to say is that Easter is all about the indicative and the imperative. The indicative is what God has done. The imperative is what we do in response to what God has done. You heard in the mini cantata, because of love. That it is really because of love. What wondrous love is this? For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. That's the indicative. The imperative is what we do. Because God loves me and he leaves us no choice. And so then with the saints that have gone before us, we are compelled. We are urged. We are impelled. We are controlled by the Spirit. We are left no choice but to run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising its shame, and now is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. And so, Bethesda, you have an Easter story that you need to tell more often, over and over again. And on this Easter Sunday morning, I'm just so happy to punctuate your Easter story. Do you know your Easter story? Have you heard it? Well, you're going to hear it now. You could title it, Mugged Again. Mugged Again. In the church office, we have welcome mugs for people who are interested in joining the church. Wally Swenson mugged Dale Seams. Changed his life. Somebody mugged Ian and Nicole Zube and Nicole's brother Charlie Fulmer because they're going to join church in a couple weeks. mugged again. I was mugged, they said, because of God's love in Christ through. Who's it going to be the next time? Who are you going to go out and mug because of Jesus Christ and his resurrection and his love for you? Easter, resurrection. It causes people to do strange, extravagant, loving things. In the words of an old Vacation Bible School song, love, 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 that's what it's all about. God loves us, we love each other, mother, father, sister, brother, everybody sing and shout, because that's what it's all about. It's about love, love, love. God's blessings to Bethesda.